You'll have heard us speak about the Australian Golf Croquet Championships 2024 that will be coming up on the 28th of August through to the 8th of September. The championships are being held in our own backyard, with comps starting on Bribie and going up the coast to Noosa, with top players from all over Australia, the world, and of course our fantastic local talent as well. And speaking of local talent, we've been lucky enough to snaffle Casey Devine to come to talk to us about the event. In 2022, Casey won the Queensland Men's Singles and was runner-up in the Australian Men's Open Plate. Good morning, Casey, and congratulations on your previous wins.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me, and excited to talk about golf croquet.
Sounds fantastic. You're a Brisbane lad, 34 years old, and in 2015, your passion for motorcycles took you on an exhilarating ride from Brisbane to Adelaide, following the coast on the way down and choosing the Red Desert on the way back. From motorcycles to mallets, Casey, what sparked your dramatic shift from long-distance biking to competitive croquet?
It's funny, actually, because I rode motorcycles all of my 20s, and a good friend of mine, Zach, from a local club at Merthyr in Brisbane, he's been trying to get me to play for years. He plays himself, and I've sort of always put it off, and I said, oh, no, I'm going for a ride this weekend, or I'm going on a trip or something, and he eventually got me to come and have a casual game with him one day, and from the first time that I hit a ball with a mallet, I was hooked. It was not that I gave up motorcycles then and there, but I certainly realized what he was so passionate about, and yeah, it was a pretty dramatic shift for me to go from, you know, riding across the country and hitting balls every Thursday and Saturday afternoons.
Absolutely. And you've described the visceral thrill of croquet as a fierce competitor. You're known for pushing yourself hard. How do you balance that intensity with the traditionally genteel image of croquet?
It's interesting because when you sort of think about croquet, I mean, the stereotypical view is like the Alice in Wonderland style, you know, hitting balls with the flamingos. The game itself has evolved over very many years, and it's now in its you know, third or fourth form or code of the game. We play golf croquet, which is a lot more fast-paced and a lot more exciting to watch as a spectator. And do you know what? It's funny because you see the genteel play, and until you know the rules, you don't actually realize how aggressive it is. And yeah, it can be quite visceral because the balls can go up to 80, 100 Ks an hour down the court with these big players that they hit quite quickly. So yeah, it's getting the balance of, you know, being nice and precise and gentle, but sometimes you do have to unleash a little bit of power.
Wow, I'm loving this, Casey. Let's take a quick song break and be back with more. We're back with Casey Devine, and we're talking about the Australian Golf Croquet Championships. Casey, you've advised newcomers to take big risks for big rewards in croquet. Can you share a moment when a bold move on the field really paid off for you?
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of built a real reputation around taking big risks for big rewards. I think there's a lot of people out there who play this sport that sort of don't go above their comfort zone as far as their ability. And that just means playing safe and going to what they know. And they very rarely actually have the courage to go and take a shot that's extremely risky. But I quite enjoy that aspect. In fact, that's where I derive a lot of my fun from the sport is the big risks, because whilst, you know, they don't pay off a lot of the time, sometimes they do. And the big shots, you know, we're hitting a ball the size of a cricket ball, potentially 25 meters away to get through a hoop.
Wow.
That at its maximum only has a credit card's width between either side of the ball. So it really doesn't want to go in there. So you have to take a big risk to hope that it actually goes through.
Geez, that's pretty exciting. So tell us about the championships. What's involved and what are you personally hoping to achieve this year?
Yeah, well, the championships, it's a multi-day event. So in its totality, you've got about 12 days of non-stop croquet, which involves something called the gold medal, which is the state's top players that we all qualified for. I'm not in that this year. Queensland is being represented by Ross Riley.
Okay.
And all the winners from each of the states play off, so that's for the gold medal. And then you have the men's and women's singles. So all the men who entered, all the women who entered. And I think this year in Queensland is the single largest amount of players entered ever in the nationals. And then after that, there's another 3 or so day competition called the ISS, which is the Interstate Shield, which is the team event for all the states to battle off to see who wins of all the states. What I'm hoping to achieve this year, I think, I mean, the last couple of years I've been getting into the plate event, which is sort of the second tier. You've got the championship people who go through to the finals, and then the rest of us play in the plate or the consolation event. I think this year my main goal is just to get in the championship, even if I don't get further than that. I think just getting into the championship would be a big goal for me.
Good luck with that, Casey. Keep an eye on the Golf Croquet website for times and locations. Go along and support our local talent like Casey. The days are family-friendly and free, and you never know. You might come away wanting to take up a whole new sport. Casey Devine, 2022 Queensland Men's Singles and Runner-Up in the Australian Men's Open Plate. We wish you every success in the Australian Golf Croquet Championships. You're on 101.5, keeping our community connected. And if you'd like to hear Casey's interview or any others again, go to the 101.5 FM website and click on podcasts.